So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Man sleeping on the couch.
Oh, that's Oliver.
Oliver who?
My husband.
What a horrible sight to wake up to in the morning.
I heard what that whole Hungarian said.
That's a fine way to talk about my mother.
Yeah, how about the way she talked about me?
That's different. You're my husband.
What's that got to do with it?
How did you sleep last night?
Oh, terrible. This couch has more lumps in it than...
Seems soft to me. Maybe it's you that it's lumpy.
I'm no lumpier than the average American husband.
Oh, Oliver, it won't be for much longer. Mother will only be here a few weeks more.
A few weeks? Have you ever seen a strong, lumpy man cry?
Well, if you don't want my mother to visit us, then why did you invite her?
I didn't invite her. She barged in here with 80 pieces of luggage, a houseboy, a dog.
Well, it could have been worse. She might have brought my uncle, Aunt Max, with her.
Your uncle? Aunt Max?
The one that works in the circus as a half man and a half woman.
I don't believe you ever mentioned him. Or her. Or whatever.
Well... You see, what happened was that...
Look, Lisa, I really don't mind your mother being here, but why don't we try to rearrange things?
That's what they tried to do with Aunt Max. You see...
I'm talking about us. Why can't you and I go back to sleeping in the bedroom and let your mother sleep here?
Well, Mother would be glad to do that, but she has a thing about sleeping on a public couch.
A public couch? Look, how about the Shady Rest Hotel? They've got nice rooms, big, comfortable beds.
Mother already suggested that, but I told her that I didn't think that you wanted to move to a hotel.
Oh, Timbuktu.
Where are you going?
To shave and get dressed.
Oh, you can't. Mother is taking a bath.
Well, I want to get to work.
Well, why don't you take a shower?
I can't. She's using the hose to fill up the bathtub.
Well, she's only going to be for a minute.
But will it be all right if I get my clothes out of the bedroom?
Of course.
Thank you. You lay one fang on me. What's she doing in our bedroom?
Guarding Mother's jewels.
I'm not going to steal her jewels.
Well, how does he know that?
He'll just have to take my word for it.
All right, Sean, I keep an eye on him.
Where are my clothes?
Mother needed the room for hers.
What did she do with mine?
Well, she put them away. What do you need?
I need my slacks, my shirt, my vest.
Here you are. Oh, no, this is your tuxedo.
Then where? What kind of...
Oh, here we are. There.
This is my good... Look at this, my good suit.
It needs pressing.
It was pressed.
Then
And why is it wrinkled?
Because your mother...
Here are your slacks.
Oh, now where are my shoes?
I think Mother put them in the pocket.
Oh, for the love of...
Isn't that a handy way to put things away?
No, it's not.
Crunchy, her mother is taking a bath.
What has that got to do with putting...
You get dressed and then we see what we're going to do today.
I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to spray the corn.
Well, that's not going to be very amusing for Mother.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but Oliver, Mother has been here for 2 weeks and she's hardly been out of the house.
Look, that's not my fault. Why don't you take her out and show her all the sights around here?
What sights?
A lot of things. Take her up to the museum in Pixley. Let her look at the dead frogs. Or go over to Ben Miller's. Get him to show her his three-legged rooster.
Now, why would she want to see a three-legged rooster when we got an Aunt Max in the family?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about...
Oliver, I have a feeling that if we don't show Mother a good time, she's going to leave.
When?
That wasn't very nice after she came all the way from Europe to see us.
She's seen us. If she wants to take another look before she goes...
Oliver!
Lisa, I'll admit there's very little here for your mother to do. She'd be better off with her friends in Rome, Paris, London.
But she came here to get to know you better.
Know me? She can't even remember my name.
Oliver!
Oliver.
Well, she was close.
Oh. How do you shut off the hose?
I'll do it.
Mother, what would you like to do today?
Oh, that's up to you and Escobar.
Oliver!
Who is he calling?
Mother, is there anything you would like to see?
Like what?
Well, Mr. Miller has a three-legged rooster and the museum with the frogs.
No, thank you. You know, darling, I have been thinking. I have an invitation from the Duke to go grouse hunting in Scotland. If I left today...
Mother, you can't.
Can't what?
Leave today.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
Look, if that's what she wants to do...
But she doesn't.
She said she did.
Well, I really don't.
Will you stay out of this?
Oliver.
Who's Oliver?
Oh, for the love of...
Breakfast ready soon.
Oh, good, Kiro. I'm starved. I'll be in as soon as I get dressed.
Well, what about Mother's leaving?
We can discuss that while she's packing. Eggs Benedict?
You like?
Oh, I sure do.
So do dog.
Eggs Benedict for a...
Hey, very fussy eater.
What is that?
Breakfast sticky. You like?
Oh, I certainly do.
So do Countess. This her breakfast.
Well, could you make me some...
Good morning, Kyoto.
Oh, good morning, Master Douglas.
Master Douglas?
Oh, he your son in Japan, man who has son. Very happy.
He's not my son.
Then you not to be happy man in Japan.
Well, look, I don't care. Look, I'm very hungry. I'd like to have something to eat.
I'm very hungry, too. Is my breakfast ready?
1 minute.
I ordered it last night. Boy, I sure am glad Grandma Countess brought Kyoto. What a cook.
She's not your grand...
I no be here anymore. Countess and I leaving today.
She can't leave.
Yes, she can.
But why?
Mr. Douglas, throw us out.
Oh, I didn't.
How could you do that to such a wonderful woman? Do you know what she did? She sent to New York for a suit for me. It cost $200.
$200? Oh, I don't believe it.
You will when you get the bill.
What?
She charged it to you.
She had no right to...
How could you throw out a generous, kind-hearted woman like her?
Look, Eb, she's leaving of her own free will. She's bored here. There's nothing for her to do.
That's your fault. You never even took her over to see Ben Miller's three-legged chicken.
There you are. Eggs, sausage, ham, bacon, country fly potatoes, toast.
You forgot something.
Harmony grits. I fix them right away.
Forget the glitz. Fix me some breakfast.
Your breakfast in oven. I cook something special.
Oh, something special for...
There you are.
Hotcakes.
Your wife will say, you love them. Eat them every morning. She show me. I cook them just the way she does.
Just the way she does.
You like them grouping like that.
Could I have some ham and eggs?
Sorry, no more.
Well, how about that breakfast steak?
Last one for Countess.
Eggs Benedict?
All gone.
Well, what have you got?
Just bloopers.
He means bloopers.
I don't need you to translate my wife's hotcakes for me.
What do I do with those?
Get some wire and some solder and make transistor radios out of them.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi, Joe. How are things at the Shady Rest?
Oh, booming. I'm thinking of putting in a ski lift.
What for?
To lift skis.
To lift?
What kind of soda pop you got?
I got lemon, lime, orange, cherry, raspberry, birch beer, and strawberry.
I'll take strawberry.
That'll be 10 cents.
10 cents? Say, it's all right if I exchange this for a bottle of orange?
Yeah, go ahead. That'll be 10 cents.
How much was a strawberry?
10 cents.
Well, I exchanged it for the orange, so now we're even.
We're not.
You got an opener?
Yeah, but it'll cost you 10 cents to use it.
Isn't that a little steep?
Look, if you want free soda pop, you got to pay for the use of the opener.
Well, in that case...
Joe, you...
Come on, your eye.
You blankety-blank.
It's a dang shame. That's what it is. A dang shame.
Have a free soda pop, Eb. Use my opener.
They're not free.
I don't want any anyway, not the way I feel.
What's the matter?
Grandma Countess is leaving. That's what's the matter.
Oh, I thought she was going to stay another few weeks.
Who was going to stay?
Mrs. Douglas' mother.
Have a bottle of free soda pop, Haney.
Free? I thought there's a dime.
Oh, Sam's got a new policy. The soda pop's free, but he charges you 10 cents for the use of his opener.
Oh, well, in that case...
Joe, will you stop?
Why is the Countess leaving?
Mr. Douglas got tired of her freeloading. I think I'll have a lime.
Joe, don't...
All right. I thought the Countess liked it here.
She does, but she's bored. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go.
You mean Mr. Douglas ain't took her over to see Ben Miller's three-legged chicken?
No, sir.
This ain't cold.
Too bad.
You got any ice?
In the cooler.
Where's the key?
In the cooler. Joe, you're driving me out of my mind.
Poor Grandma. Nobody ever takes her out. She just sits there day after day like a bump on a log.
Maybe that's the reason they don't take her out. Who wants to go out with a woman that looks like a log bump?
You've never seen her. She's very attractive. In fact, she's beautiful. More beautiful than most wealthy women.
Wealthy?
Yeah, she's got a big limousine and a villa in Italy and more jewelry than Mrs. Douglas.
Care to make a rough estimate on how much the jewelry's worth?
$1 million.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I just thought of an error and I got to do.
Haney, if you're thinking of... Oh, that Haney, the minute he smells money.
Yeah, I got an errand I got to do.
What kind of errand?
An errand of mercy. Oh, say, I'll need some Surefire breath mints, a tube of Black's hair slickum, and some Italian aftershave lotion. Put it in a sack and I'll pick it up later.
Joe, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
For doing my civic duty, saving that poor, wealthy woman from the clutches of that no-good Haney.
He's a good man.
Oliver, Mother has most of her suitcases packed. She needs her trunk. Would you please get it out of the barn?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
That's what I thought you'd say.
What did I say?
That you are glad that she's leaving.
I said I'd be glad to get the trunk.
It's the same thing. The trunk is for leaving, and you're glad to get it.
Oh, for Lisa, you act as if I'm throwing your mother out.
Well, you finally admitted it.
Your mother is leaving because she hasn't got anything to do.
You could have found her something else beside a three-legged chicken.
It's your mother's decision, so let's not argue any more about it. Oh, Mr. Haney.
Mr. Douglas, is her lordship the Countess Anon?
Anon? What are you made up for? This isn't Halloween, is it?
Mr. Douglas, don't you recognize a royal tea-drinking suit when you see one?
No, I just...
Would you mind telling her royalness that I am here?
Look, she's very busy now.
It will just take a moment. I just want to present her with this $29 bouquet of fresh-cut artificial flowers.
$29 for the...
Hello there, Mr. Haney.
Mrs. Douglas.
Don't you look nice in your royal tea-drinking suit?
What are you talking about? There's no such thing.
Who are those for?
Oh, you mean this $32 bouquet? They're for your charming mother.
They were $29 2 minutes ago.
Well, as they say, time is money. Would you mind trotting out her countyship?
Oh, Mother is just a plain countess. She doesn't have a ship on her end. Mother!
Oh, Lisa, I wouldn't disturb her now that she's...
Oh, Mother!
Oh, what a beautiful voice you have for Mother calling.
Oh, Mother, there's
What's the matter, darling?
Somebody here want to meet you.
Oh, we met before.
No, not me, him.
Oh, you remember Mr. Haney?
Yes. How do you do?
May I present you with this $47 bouquet of flowers?
What happened to that $29 bouquet you came in with?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Counties, I've heard that you're unhappy here because you have nothing to do but wash your expensive limousine and polish your jewels and worry about your villa in Italy.
Well, no, I...
Madam... I have come to relieve you of your boredom.
Also your limousine, your jewelry, and your villa in Italy.
Oliver, I think it's very nice of you to look after Mother. What would you like to drink?
Champagne would be fine.
Champagne? I thought that was your royal tea-drinking suit.
Oh, it's a reversible.
Oliver, would you please tell Kyoto to put some champagne on the ice?
And put these into water.
Water? These are artificial flowers.
Put them into artificial water.
Artificial?
He's not too bright, is he? Now, as I was about to say, Countess, seeing that we're both bachelors, I thought that perhaps you and I could batch it together.
I beg your pardon?
Well, what I meant was I would like to escort you to the outstanding social event of the season. The Hooterville Volunteer Fire Department Mardi Gras.
I'd love to go, but I'm leaving today.
Why not, Mother? Now you have a reason to stay.
Oh, but Lisa.
Oh, she'll be happy to go with you.
Well, I guess I could stay.
Oh. Huh? Stay where?
Here.
She's already packed.
But Mr. Haley invited Mother to go to the fire department Mardi Gras with him. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful? When will it be?
A week from Friday night.
A week from next Friday.
Isn't that wonderful?
Will you stop saying that?
Don't you want her to stay?
Oh, of course. But I don't think she'll enjoy it as much as the grouse shooting in Scotland.
Yes, she will.
No, she won't.
I'm sure I will.
I'm sure you won't.
Then it's all settled. By the way, Countess, are you doing anything this evening?
No, I'm not.
Good. Then I'll be over to watch television with you. Goodbye, or as we say in Italian, arriva in your dirty.
Arriva in your dirt.
Until tonight, then.
Mother, come. I have you unpack.
See you later.
Ain't that Jean Autry great?
Which one is she?
No, Countess. He ain't a she. He's the fella on the horse.
The one with the gun. That shooting the attaches.
I believe they're Apaches.
But it's hard to tell with all that paint on their face.
Watch this part, Countess.
Oh. They're shooting up the Apaches again. Lisa.
What's the matter?
Well, you can't sit down. I've got to get some sleep.
Well, I left you, but Mr. Haney and Mother are watching you.
Oh, Mr. Haney, if it wasn't for him, your mother would have...
My mother what?
Look, never mind. Just keep the set down, shut the door, and let me go to sleep. I got a big day tomorrow.
All right.
Goodbye, darling. Sleep well.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson.
Evening, Mr. Douglas. I was on my way to do a little frog spear, and I saw the light go out. I thought maybe you had a short circuit or something.
Oh, no, no. I turned off the light because...
Oliver, I thought you might... Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson.
Evening, Mrs. Douglas. I just dropped by to fix your short circuit.
We don't have a short circuit.
If the Countess would like to watch me work at it.
Well, I ask her. Mother!
Lisa, you don't have to
give me a pair of pliers and some tape.
Look, there's nothing wrong with...
That's stiff.
Mother, this is Mr. Carson.
Well, how do you do?
No, not me, him.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson.
How do you do? Always nice to meet a royal head.
Mr. Carson came over to fix our short circus.
No, we don't have a short circus. A circuit.
Yeah, I've done a lot of electric work for some of the biggest crowns in Europe. You ever been to Europe?
I was born in Budapest.
Oh, well, you should come to Europe sometime. You'd love it.
Look, if you don't mind, I'd like to...
Oh, I thought you went to get the pliers and the tape.
No, I told you we...
Yeah, Countess, I guess I've hobnobbed with most of the royal crowns. Yeah. You know, I'll bet you and me got a lot of common friends.
Won't you sit down?
Yeah, come on, babe.
Look, Lisa, I want...
What is booze, Countess?
Squatty boo.
Yeah, that's French for sit down. You parlez French, Countess?
Oui.
Is that all you know?
Non, je parle français tout le temps. Yeah,
I guess it does look like rain.
No. Mother said that...
Look, never mind what Mother said. I'd like to schlafen on the couchen.
Oh, Oliver.
Well...
Don't you want to see how the picture... Joe Carson...
Andy, what are you doing here?
Watching TV?
With my fiancé?
Fiancé? I just met you.
Well, the longer you get to know me, the more you'll realize what a smart move you've made.
Hold it. You ain't getting engaged to her. I'm planning to plight her in my troth.
Plight her in your...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just...
Haney, the Countess requests the presence of your leaving.
I'll believe that when I hear it from my beloved's own lips.
She ain't your beloved. And another thing...
Gentlemen, please don't fight.
I ain't afraid of him. He's got a yellow back all the way up his street.
Says you.
Says me.
I'll show you who has a...
Hold it! If you two want to fight, fight outside.
Nobody's gonna tell
us. Out!
You big windbag. Help me on with it.
Oliver, stop them. They might hurt each other.
Those two marshmallows?
Oliver!
I didn't start the fight.
Oh, that's right. He didn't. It wasn't his fault. It was mine.
But Mother...
Let the nice lady talk.
Oh, this couldn't have happened if I had left this afternoon the way I planned.
But we don't want you to leave.
Will you let her talk?
Darling, I've been here for more than 2 weeks, which is much more than any mother-in-law should visit with her children. Not only did I start a fight between those two men, but you two started quibbling with each other. So the best thing I can do for everyone, including myself, is to leave the first thing tomorrow morning.
Mother, I owe you an apology. I thought you were... But you're not.
Thank you, Olive.
Who is Oliver?
If you two ladies will excuse me, and I'll make up the couch again and get...
I'll sleep on the couch.
What?
I've kept you two apart for long enough.
Thank you. Come on, Lisa.
Oh, Mother, are you sure you'll be all right?
I'll be fine.
But...
You heard your mother now. She said she'd be fine. Come on, Lisa.
One second. Do you want anything before you go to sleep?
No, thanks.
Come on, Lisa.
Oh, just a minute. Mother, if you change your mind about staying...
He's a nice man, that whatchamacallit.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.